Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting third. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting second. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Gettle. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Gettle. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake strikes out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cullenbine moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen takes first base on ball four. Cullenbine moves to third. Outlaw moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cullenbine scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gettle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball four. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Swift trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Trout moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbine hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Outlaw takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Outlaw moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gettle fields it and throws to first for the out. Outlaw moves to third. Mullen moves to second. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. One out. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayo takes first base on ball 4. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Swift bunts towards the mound. Gettle fields it and throws to first for the out. Mayo moves to second. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trout hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Outlaw bunts towards the mound. Gettle fields it and throws to first for the out. Cullenbein moves to second. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Mullen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovich. Mullen reaches second base with a double. Cullenbein scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mullen scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovich, who is chasing the ball. Kell reaches third base with a triple. Kramer goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Tigers. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kell, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Kell steals home. It's 5-0, Tigers. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kleiman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Ed Gleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleiman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trout hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 3 in the game. Lake strikes out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kleiman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Metkovich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Peck pinch runs for George Metkovich. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Peck moves to second. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Peck moves to third. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Seary now playing left field. Dale Mitchell now playing center field. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Outlaw hits a fly ball into left field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Skeeter Webb now playing shortstop. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Les Fleming pinch hits for Ed Kleiman. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fleming for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Lemon now pitching. Al Lopez now catching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trout takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to second. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Outlaw. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Seary goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1 Tigers. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine scoops it up and throws to first, with Gorsica covering, for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreaux hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. It's 5-2, Tigers. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb misplays the ball. That's an error on Webb. Boudreaux moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreaux scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 5-3, Tigers. Hal White now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Gordon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Tigers. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Bachman pinch hits for Bob Lemon. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Keltner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 5, Indians, 5. Fred Hutchinson now pitching. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Gromick now pitching. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Outlaw hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seary. Outlaw reaches second base with a double. Cullenbine moves to third. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Mullen is walked intentionally. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Cullenbine scores. Outlaw moves to third. Mullen moves to second. It's 6-5, Tigers. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.